Okay, today is Daf Chaf Gimel. We're on Chaf Beis Amud Beis. I guess we'll go back again to the start, beginning of the Gemara. And here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Hayomid Batfila. If someone's in the middle of davening, V'nizkar Shu Balkeri. He remembered he's a Balkeri. So Lo Yafzik. He shouldn't stop. Eli Yekater. Rather, he should be Makater his Tfila. What does that mean? How are you Makater your Tfila? Right? Are you makater? You leave out the what?
The middle, right.
So yesterday, someone texted me, why don't you say Havinenu? So the truth is, I thought that's a good question. So this came with this new sefer on the compilation of different psukim from Rabbi Yosef, and he asked that question, and he gives the following answer. He says. What? Oh, he says, you're already in the middle. In other words, it's not like you're in a rush. So you can say the first three brachas, then skip everything, say Havinenu, and then, no, you're already halfway through. Now you're like, oi, I'm about carry. Let me say Havinenu. Says Rabbi Yosef, you can't do that. In Yispalo Ke'ez Havinenu, if now you start Havinenu, Yahafchu Kal HaBrachos She'omar B'tchila. You're undoing all the brachas he said till now. Dahainu, Me'atachonein, right? From wherever you saw Atachonin, wherever you went to, now you thought, you can't do that. He says he turned everything into a bracha levatala. Right? So you can't do that. So therefore you do what do you mean? Havinenu is one bracha. Havinenu is one bracha. It's all encompassing.
Right,
see, out of 11, out of 13 brachas in the middle,
you got all of them.
You said five of them.
No, Havinenu got all of them.
I know, but you already said five regular. Then you're Uyam and Balkari. What do I do now? Now you can't say Havinenu. Because you're undoing the five brachas you said already. You turn them into brachas levatalas. They have no choice. They have to be makater. Okay, very good. Next. Hayakari batorah, if you're leaning, reading the Torah, v'nizkar shu balkeri, ain't a posa, ain't a masik, v'ola. You don't stop in the middle. El magam gain v'kori. You read it very quickly. V'ameir omer, ain't balkeri, v'shai l'kros, v'torah, you have to make him a plukim. No, three plukim you can stop. Then you make a break in the aliyah. That's all. Tanya Edoch, we learned elsewhere. How you are about tefillah? You're davening. V'ra'at tzoeh kinegdo, and you see tzoeh next to you. Mahalek lefanav ad shi is rekena la'achor of dalet amos. You go away from it until you can throw it four amos behind you. Right. In other words, you go four amos away from it. I v'atanya l'tzadin, but we learned somewhere else. You go to the side. So which one is it? Lo kasha. Hod the efshar. Hod the lo efshar. No, the question is, are you able to go four amos or not? What if you buy a wall? What if you buy the edge of the beach? You can't, there's no way to move. The only thing you can do is go sideways. Okay. How you mispile if you davening? And you find tzoa in your place. So this gemara is not really, I mean, the only time it comes up is by diapers. So, okay, so it comes up. It's such a shiloh, it can come up. We're only three blot on it. But in the olden days, it was, what? But in the olden days, I guess it was a much more common occurrence. The sanitary conditions were not what they are today. So it's possible. Anyway, even though it's a chet to daven there, why is it a chet to daven there? Because it says in the Torah, so you really can't daven in front of things that are like that. Okay? What do you mean? What do you mean? That's a toeva. What do you mean? Okay, you got to sin, but you got a check mark for davening. Not sure. That's not true. Ela amarava ho v'chata. Even though you sin, afal pi shemispalel. Even though you daven, you think you daven. Tfilas o toeva. It's a toeva. Tana rabbanan hayomid b'tfila. If someone's in the middle of davening, umayim shows a sin al birkav and he has to urinate, and he does urinate. Suppose sake ad sheiklu hamayim. So you stop davening until you finish urinating. Then v'chazim mispalel. Then you resume davening. Where do you go back to? Rav Chista from Nuna. Either you go back to the beginning, or you go back to where you left off. Let's say they're arguing in the following thing. Mar Savar, do one who holds you go back to the beginning, says like this. Im Shaha Kede Ligmar Es Kula, that you stopped for so long that you could have finished davening already. That's how long you paused for. You could have finished davening already. If that's true, you go back to the beginning. Umar Safar, and Mona said, now you resume where you left off. Is me what lo makom shepasak. You resume where you left off because he didn't take that long of a break. So Gemara says, wait a minute. I'm Ravashi. Hi im shaha im lo shaha mi boyale. Then what they should have argued is, how long did you break for? Did you break for longer, enough time to finish all davening or not? That's not what he said. They said to argue about, you go back to the beginning or not. What's the reason? How long of a break was it? Don't let them say that. Ela de kuli alma im shaha kadeh legmar skula chazal rosh. Now everybody would agree. If you took a half hour break, you have to go to the bathroom, if you finish davening in a half hour, you go back to the beginning of davening. That's how they ask. Bahatsam. Well, it wasn't such a long break. The Mar Savar, the one who said you go back to the beginning was the Gavra Dechuyahu. By you going to the bathroom, middle of davening, you push yourself off from davening. I can't now resume davening. I make myself puzzle. Vein Roy, you're not Roy to daven now, you go to the bathroom. Vein Tvila, so Tvila. Wasn't a Tvila. The whole thing wasn't a Tvila. So go to the bathroom, clean yourself off, and start over. Umar Savar. And the other one held, right? The other one held. The what? You resume where you left off. Gavra chazihu utfila so tfila. It's a good davening. And it's a good tfila. Just what? In the middle, you went to the bathroom. That's all. Okay, now go back to Chaf Beis Amid Beis for a minute. So what do you see from here? That even though you take a break, it's still a good tfila. Right? That's basically what the machlokes was. You took a break. Is it a good tefillah or not? So look at Tosfos, the third Tosfos. I'm only bringing this Tosfos. I'm only reading it because it's an Elul and Matzi's about Tokea. So look what Tosfos says. V'hu adin says everybody agrees that if you took a break for a half hour and during that half hour you're able to finish Shmona Esrei, then you have to go back to the beginning. Everyone agrees to that. No one argues on that. The only question is whether the break was smaller. So what's the story if the break is smaller? It's a machlokas. What if the break is very long? Then there's no issue. So Tosfos says, how come, v'hu adin, d'havi mati l'ukmei, d'kulei almer, ein chozi l'rosh. You could have said the same thing. Everybody agreed. You don't go back to the beginning. U'medilo mugi hachi, shmamina, d'halacha chozi l'rosh. Since we said this is the machlokas, everybody agrees, you go back to the beginning. What does that mean? That means the break was too long? Everybody agrees you go back to the beginning. The chayin lekamon behead your amar beavo chozel arosh. Fatema, wait a minute. In Mitzechus Rosh Hashanah, amar of Yochanan, Rav Yochanan's going to hold, shama teisha tekiyos betes shows bayom, yatsa. If you hear 9 tekiyos, which is all you have to hear, over the course of 9 hours of a day, you hear one tekiyah 1 hour in the morning, then an hour later you hear a second tekiyah, an hour later a third tekiyah. The whole day's like that. You're Yotze. Why on earth should you be Yotze? Why should you be Yotze? Doesn't what? Because it doesn't take an hour to hear all the tekiyos. So what are you doing for that hour? So you should have to go back. It should not be good. Why is it good? But we do the amount you have to hear, which is 30 of all the suffixes. We do them one shot. We do them all one shot. Okay, then we do them again because of the suffix, whatever. But we do them all in one shot.
Who says the chin to hear them together?
What?
Who says the chin to hear nine colors together?
What, you can hear it over the course of a day? Oh. So it says Yotze. That's exactly what Tosfos is asking. Alma, tekiyos mitzdarfos, even so what do you see from here? The tekiyos combine. Afalgaf the shah, can they last those kulam? Even though you waited long enough, you can do them all. So why is that, why do they combine? V'chein b'megillah, nami amrinon, amar rav, ein halacha k'divrei muna, d'amar imshah, chozal rosh, d'kamar noka b'yadecha, b'yadecha b'amar. Okay, so same thing by Megillah. I can hear one parak now, then I'll come back, I'll go home, eat breakfast, I'll come back, I'll hear another parak of Megillah.
Maybe there's a difference in these cases, because it might be much harder to hear it again.
What do you mean?
In Shofar, it's usual to be yotzer by somebody else doing it for you. Megillah,
interesting.
Somebody else does it for you, but Shmoneh Esrei, you do it for yourself. So, big deal, you go back and do it again. But you may not have the opportunity to have somebody blow for you again or to have somebody...
Interesting. So he's going to give an answer, which I think is similar to what you're saying. It says, V'omr ha-sar mikutzi. The sar mikutzi answers like this. The yesh l'chalek. The shiny hacha. Here it's different. Why is it different here? The ain roy likros. You can't continue davening. Why can't you continue davening? Because you blew it by going to the bathroom in the middle of davening. That's the difference. You hear this? He went to a dirty place, went to the garbage dump. Nothing wrong with you. Just what? You're very slow. Takes me a whole day to hear the Megillah. Maybe Josh is saying it's true. Couldn't find somebody. You don't know how. So you have to go. You have to go shop around and make sure you hear all the tequilas, right? You can't do it yourself. But there's nothing wrong with you. Nothing happened to you that made. Therefore, kuli alma moda de ein rochozel rosh ela makom shapasak. So you heard one. The guy ran away. You couldn't hear anymore. You don't know. Nothing wrong with you. Then you have to run to the other shul to go hear another tequila. You go to the other shul. You keep doing this the whole day long. That's not a problem. It's about the kid goes to the bathroom. No problem. Interesting. All right. So that was interesting. It's a chilla. The reason why it's worse over here is because you blew it. Over there, those cases, even though it's the whole day long, schlepping the whole day to hear the Megillah or to hear the shofar, you didn't nothing happen to you. So there's no reason why it shouldn't be no good. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. Hanistarich l'nakavav. If somebody has to go to the bathroom, al yispal, you shouldn't daven. They mispal tfiloso toeva. And if you do daven, that's a toeva. Amr of Zvid, Vitam of Yehuda, Lo Shad El Shiel Cholishas Atzmo. That's only if you can't hold yourself in. Avol Biachol Lishas Atzmo. But if you can hold yourself back, Tefillah So Tefillah. It's a good Tefillah, right? It's not an emergency, right? V'ad Kama, we call that a photo finish. It's not a photo finish situation. You could hold it in. You don't have to go that badly. V'ad Kama, what's the shear for that? Amr of Sheshet Ad Parsa. Can you hold it in the time it takes to walk a Parsa? How long is that? So the Bach says. The parsa is 1 hour and 15 minutes. If you can hold it in for 1 hour and 15 minutes, then you can still daven. If you're not able to hold it in that long, then it's a toeva. Okay?
1 hour and 14 minutes
is not right. Ikin demasni la masnizan. B'medavam amurim sheinochal lamar alatzmo. That's where you can't hold it in. Aval im yochal lamar alatzmo tefilaso tefila v'ad kam amar zvid ad parsa. Same story. Amar Rabbi Shul bar Nathan.
If
somebody has to go to the bathroom, he shouldn't daven. Why not? Because it says, come meet Hashem. Right? It says, Shemar raglecha kasher telech el beis elokim. Right? Shemar atmecha shelo techte. Watch yourself so you don't sin. V'im techta heavy carbon lefonai. And if you do sin, you bring a carbon. Karav l'shmoa, what does that mean? Amar Rava, have a karav l'shmoa divrei chachamim. You should go listen to the chachamim. She'im chotim mevi'im carbon v'osim tshuva. If you do, you bring a carbon, you do tshuva. Misas haksilim, mitas haksilim zevach, altik haksilim, don't be like the fools. She'chotim mevi'im carbon. V'einam osim tshuva, they don't do tshuva, k'einam yodim lasos, ra, because they don't know how to do any evil. So the funny ihachi tzadikim nino. If they don't do any evil, then they tzadikim. That's not what it meant. Ella alti kaksilim, don't be like the fools. Shechotim, they sin. Umevim carbon, and they bring a carbon. Veni yodem im alatove hemevim im alraha mevim. They don't even know why they're bringing a carbon. Did I do anything wrong? Did I not do anything wrong? Is a carbon for a ched? Is a carbon for a shevach? I don't even know what's going on with myself. Such a person, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, ben tom l'ra enim evchinim. They don't even know what the good do. They don't know what's good. They don't know what's not good. Hey, me being carbon lefonai, they're bringing a carbon to me. Kind of. What kind of guy is this? Ravashi v'itam Rav Chanina bar Papa Amar Shemor Nikavcha. What it means is check out your bathroom situation. B'shal sh'ata omer b'tfila lefonai. Before you daven, make sure you don't have to go to the bathroom. Shouldn't have to listen. If someone doesn't think they have to go in the middle of daven and they don't have a stomachache, of course they're allowed to go to the bathroom. We're gonna have a whole omer on that. Taking off your tefillin, whole story we're gonna have. So then you go to the bathroom.
Back to where he started, you know,
so if that happens, you mean?
It becomes urgent. If
someone has an urgency in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, does it go back to the beginning or it resumes? So it depends. If you stop for enough time to finish the whole Shemoneh Esrei, you have to go back to the beginning, which is most of the time. How long does it take to dive in Shemoneh Esrei? It's 5 minutes, right?
Well, to believe you, so that's going to take 5 minutes.
Correct. Right. I guess you have to see.
Ask your local rabbi.
Yeah, ask the local rabbi. How many child's rabbis get about this stuff?
By the way, does it include the amount of time it took me to start?
I don't think so.
Walk over there.
Right, taking off your tefillin, taking off your tefillin, such a pain in the neck. Taking off, putting it back on. I don't know if that all that time is included. I don't know. Tanur Rabbanan. Hanichnas l'beis hakisei. Now, here we go. Now, I don't know what this gemara means. I thought about it. it must be that in those in those days the bathrooms were different than they are today. They weren't clean. They weren't. There were holes. Look at right. No, not even that. We're gonna have here with the window, with the tefillin in the window holes. I just don't know how they look. So you see, like this. Tana Rabbanan, Hanichnas LeBeis HaKiseh. If someone has to go into the Beis HaKiseh, right? Cholei Tefillov, you remove your tefillin. Berachom Dalet Amos, 4 amos away. Why is that to be 4 amos away? V'nichnas. Then you walk into the bathroom. Amar Rav Acha. Right. Everything has to be 4 amos away. Even though, maybe right outside the Beis HaKiseh was a table. Take it. Right. They shouldn't do that. Table should be 4 amos away. Exactly. So it must be that it was a foul-smelling place, right? It was a foul place. It was a hole in the ground, right?
According to Oxwell, the difference is specifically.
Yeah.
It was in a field.
Okay.
So the bathroom wasn't in the ground. It was
a real bathroom.
Right. So because of that, that's why it says.
So therefore, it was 4 hours.
If it was a hole in the ground, you wouldn't have to take it 4 hours away.
Uh huh. Interesting. Okay. What? Well, we're going to get to later in the week. So I think Shabbos or Sunday's daf, we're going to get to touch on our bathrooms. Because there's
Saturday they have an old bathroom.
What?
Saturday
they have an old bathroom. Right. Amar v'achabar avuna, amar v'sheshet, lo shal al-beis ha-kiseh kavua. That's only by a beis ha-kiseh kavua. Right? Which I believe the Gemara is going to say is when you go to the different bathrooms for gedolim and for katanim. To urinate was one place, and to go to the bathroom was another place. To remove the bowels was another place. So that's called by the avo beis hakiseh arai, but if it's a temporary beis hakiseh, just to relieve yourself to urinate, then choleitz v'nifne la'alter. You can remove them right away. Why? It didn't smell so bad over there. U'kishu yotze, and when you go out, marchi dalet amos, you go 4 amos away, u'menichon, and you put your tefillin back on, because maybe you've made it into a Beis HaKiseh Kavua. What does that mean? You made it into a Beis HaKiseh Kavua now? You went to the bathroom there?
You went to the field somewhere. There was nobody, and then you urinated. Now you became a...
You started. Okay. So, Yibay Lahu. Ma'ishi kanis adam betfilin Beis HaKiseh Kavua lahashtin mayim. Are you allowed to go into a bathroom with tefillin on just to relieve yourself, just to urinate? So there really isn't an issue of... I'm not saying it's the most appropriate place in the world. But there isn't an issue of a foul-smelling place. So what's the story? So Ravina Shari, Ravina said it's not a problem. Rav Acha bar Masna Aser, he said it's Aser. Aser l'shayuli l'Rava, they came to ask Rava, Amar lahu Aser, it's Aser. Chayshinan, we're afraid, Shema yipana behem. Maybe you're going to go to the bathroom there already. You walked in only to urinate. Then he said, you know what, I have to relieve myself as well, to remove bowels. I'm here already. And then, or... maybe you'll pass gas. So because of these two reasons, in other words, make a right day, nothing wrong with going to the bathroom with your tefillin on to urine. Nothing wrong with that. Make a right day.
You can't guarantee
nothing. Let's take them off. I mean, it's a fascinating thing. It's such a foreign thing to us. To urinate with your tefillin on. Right?
In general.
But even if it's in general. Right. Even if. And they wore the tefillin the whole day. Right, it was a different story. It was a different thing. The tefillin were not... that's a funny thing to say. They were more holy, so therefore the tefillin meant less. Right? The more you do something, the less it matters, the less it means. Right? We go very, very busy with ourselves. Like mitzvahs, the less time you do it, like matzah or lulav, we're more excited. Right? So imagine they were tefillin the whole day. It's like tzitzis. Who is mechashev of tzitzis? Exactly. Well, because there's no parchment. So Tanya Iduch, Hanichnas LeBeis HaKiseh Kavua, Cholitz Tefillin Baruch HaGadal Ramos, you take your Tefillin 4 hours away, Umeinichin Bachalon, you put them by the window, Hasamach LeRosh HaRabim, that's next to the Rosh HaRabim, V'nichnas, you go in. V'kushu Yotze, when you go out, Marchin Dal Ramos, you stay 4 hours away, Umeinichin, and you put them on, Divrei Beis Shammai. That's a Beis Shammai day. Betzil Omim, Ozon Biyodo V'nichnas. Now you can even bring them in, holding them in your hands. Maybe he doesn't. We'll see in a minute. Rabbi Kiva Omer Ochsin Bebigdo V'nichnas. They put them in your clothing. Something about Bebigdo Sokadaitach? Can't put them in your clothing. Zibin the Mishtali Levinoth. They'll fall down. You'll go to the bathroom, you're undoing your belt, whatever, they'll fall. Elaim ogzim bebigdo biyado. No, you put them in your baguette, in your hand. V'nichnas, you go in. U'menicham b'churin hasmukin lebeis hakisei. And you put them next to the hole, next to the beis hakisei. What's going on here? V'lo yenicham b'churin hasmukin l'shus rabim. Don't put them in the hole next to Rishus Rabim. What hole this is, I don't know. What window this is, I don't know. Must have been, they must have been all made the same type of layout. Cubbies, exactly. So why can't you put them in that hole? Shema yitalu osam over drachim. Maybe people will steal it. Someone's walking by, they'll steal it. V'yavul dechshad. It'll come to a terrible situation. U'maisa about Talmud Echad, there was once a Talmud. Sheiniach tefillah b'chorin asmukhin l'shus rabim. He put the tefillah in the hole next to l'shus rabim. U'bo zona achas. A zona walked by. V'not l'nshtuk them. And she walks into the base of Medrash the next day. Look what so-and-so gave me for payment for last night. He gave me his tefillin. Right? And has his tefillin bag with his name on it. Right? Look at this. Right? And given Shisham owes the Talmud, when the Talmud heard that he went up to the roof and he fell off and he died. Did he jump off? I don't know. But he died. He was so embarrassed. So that's you can imagine the things that can happen. You can imagine the things that could happen if Goyim can get hold of your tefillin. Forget the bizarre they could do to it, just the stories they could say about you. So, both the Shah is key to the bit of rule. She owes him a big dove beyond the vinichas. Therefore, take him into, you have to go in. You can't leave him exposed. You can't leave him out. Someone's going to steal him. Okay, so you have to wrap up in your clothes and go in holding him in your hand so they don't fall. Tanur Rabbanan. Birishona, originally,
why can't you wear them?
Because you can't wear tefillin when you go to the bathroom.
You bring them anyway.
Oh, because you're having it exposed.
Yeah.
It's not appropriate. No, that's what we're all saying now.
You bring the tefillin into the bathroom, right?
Right.
You think that's not the issue? Should be wearing them in the bathroom?
Yeah, I think it's wearing them. Yeah, yeah. But we show now how you manichin tefillin b'chorin u'smuchin lebeis hakisei. They would put them into the hole next to the beis hakisei. U'bor nach bor v'no l'nosan. So the animals would come. The mice would come and take the tefillin away. So then they said, you know what? Never put them where the mites are. Put them in the other hole next to the Rosh Hashanah. We're born over drachim and all of then people would steal it. Goyim walking by would steal it. So it's kinu she ogzan biyado. They made a takani. Hold on to it. V'niklas that you go in. Arm of Maishia bereid of Shur ben Levi halacha golon kimin sefer. You wrap him up like a sefer. Ogzan biyamino kineged libo, and you hold him in your hand next to your heart. Amr of Yosef, Amr Yuni, Amr of Nachman, Ubavad Shalot Te Ritzua Yotas Mitachas Yodo Tefach. You can't have a Ritzua exposed a Tefach. Why not? Says Rashi. Sheyesh Buk, the Rashi of Shalot Te Ritzua, it's a little above. Sheyesh Buk Kedusha. The Ritzua has Kedusha. How so? Shahare Behen Hu Koshran. Because with the Ritzua, you tie your tefillin. Right? Uba Kesher Nira Ba'asiyaso Kimin Dalid. The Kesher looks like a Dalid. Al shem achas miotios shel Shakai, which is one of the letters of Hashem's name Shakai, which dalet, which not looks like a dalet, the dalet on the back of your tefillin shel rosh, v'hashin asui bekosli hakatitza hachitona, the shin is engraved on the outer tefillin shel rosh, so you have a shin and a dalet, and v'yud asuya birosh ritzuos tefillin shel yad, the yud is on the top of the tefillin shel yad. Uritzua kitana ma'od kafuf rosh of veneris kimin yud. Right, that knot over there by the tefillin shel rosh looks like a yud. So says Rashi, when you walk in, this is a very difficult Rashi. When you walk into a bathroom with a tefillin on, you're walking in with Hashem's name. How is Hashem's name? There's a shin on the tefillin shel rosh. There's a dalet and a knot and a yud for a knot. That makes Hashem's name. Well, because then it's concealed. Concealed, right? So if I walk in with three pieces of paper in my pocket, one has paper has the word letter shin on it, and one has the letter dalet, and one has the letter yud. When I'm walking in with Hashem's name, nobody would say that. So obviously, because obviously the tefillin have a different, a very funny thing to say. This is Hashem's name. It's not written anywhere. It's a dalet, the dot behind your head, and the knot on the.
It's one end. I mean, that's why they put all these OCOCG.
Correct. So right. So it's more than just the three letters. That's the answer. No, it's not appropriate to walk in like that with whatever the messages of tefillin are. You don't get too embarrassed with those messages. Amar of Yaakov bar Acha, Amar of Zera, Lo Shad El Shiei Shuds Biyom Lo Shad. This is all true if you have enough time to put them on after you come out. Aval ein shu, it's beyond lovshan. But if you don't have enough time to put them back on, it's right by shkia time. And we don't wear tefillin at night. So you mamash go into the bathroom in the last few moments of the day. So osin lo kemen tis, tefach, umenichan. You put them in a bag that is a tefach of space, and you leave them in the bag. Amar rabba barbachana, amar v'yochanan, biyom golan kemen sefer. In the day, you wrap them up like a sefer. Umenichan biyado, and you put them in your hand, kineged libo, next to your heart. Ubalayla, and at night, osin lo kemen kis tefach, umenichan. You put them in a bag that is a tefach of space, so there's no tumma issues, and then you go to the bathroom.
What does the golem mean? Are they in the
golem means you roll it. I'm not sure. You roll it in such a way. Amar Abaya, lo shanu ela bekli shehu klayon. That's only true with a bag that you designate to hold your tefillin. Avo bekli she'ein klayon, but if it's not designated to be your tefillin bag, afilu pachas mitefach, then it can even be less than a tefach of space. Amar mar zutra vitema ravashi, teida, I'll tell you that's true. Shrei pachim kitanim matzilim ba'ol ames. Because a small jug that's earthenware that has a cover on it, and you put that into a room with a mace, it won't become tame. Why? That's the rule. That's the rule by Pachim Ketanim. So therefore what? Even though there's no airspace of a tefach. Even though. Right?
Any. It doesn't have to be Ketanim.
Exactly. Right. For what? Oh, so what do you see from here? That there's no chatzita, even if there's less than a tefach. The Pachim Ketanim have the same rule, you have the same rule over here. Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Ki Avi Azila Basred Rabbi Yochanan, when I was following once Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Avi Boy Lameh Lebeit HaKisei, he had to go to the bathroom, Ki Avi Noka Tzafra Dagarata Havi Yavlon, when it came to a sefer, he had a sefer, of Agaratas. He gave it to us. Ki Avi Noka Tfilin Lo Havi Yavlon, but he took off his tefillin, he wouldn't give it to us to hold. Omar, he said, hold v'sharuna Rabbanon, since the Rabbanon mattered this, nanatron, I will guard it to make sure nothing happens to them. So I'd rather guard it myself than leave it with you. Is that what it means? I think that's what it means. Right? I'll take it in with me and I'll guard it.
No, they're protecting while I'm inside.
Okay. Amar Rava, Kevi Azlina Batsved Rav Nachman, Kevi Nakat Sifra Dagarata Yavlon, when it came to a safer, he gave it to us. Kevi Nakat Tfilin, when it came to Tfilin, Lo Yavlon didn't get Amri to Hov, Visharunu, Rabbana Natrin, since I'm allowed to go in with them. Yeah. Right. Interesting. Right. Right. Interesting. Tanur Rabbanan. Lo yochis adam tefillin biyadav v'sefer Torah b'drav yispalo. You shouldn't hold your tefillin in your hand or hold a Torah in your hand and daven. Right. It means shmona esrei. Like over here, we in Nusach Sfard, where after you do hagba, you daven asher v'letzion holding a Torah. That's how we do it. So that's not such a problem. When I'm talking about Shimon Esrei, it's all this. Whenever the Gemara says Mispalel, it doesn't mean Psukah de Zimra. It means Shimon Esrei. Right? So Shimon Esrei, you shouldn't be holding a Torah and daven Shimon Esrei. V'lo Yashtin, you shouldn't go to the bathroom either. V'lo Yashtin behen Mayim. V'lo Yishan behen. You shouldn't go to the bathroom with your tefillin on. V'lo Yishan behen. You shouldn't sleep with them. Lo Tshinat Keva, v'lo Tshinat Arai. Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel says you shouldn't go to sleep, even a nap. I'll take a little 15-minute nap, I'll go down, lie down. No, not with your tefillin, you shouldn't do that. Amar Shmuel, sakin, a knife, uma'os, or money, v'ka'ira, or a plate, v'kikar, or a cookie, hare elu kiyotzeben. They all have the same din. What same din? So look at Rashi, second line. Rashi says, hare elu kiyotzeben, tefila. When it comes to davening, shidoeg alehen, you're worried, Shalot tipa hasakin v'tizikenu. You're worried the knife is going to fall and hurt somebody. V'akaira tishafech. The plate's going to break. Hamos yovedu. The money you're going to lose. V'akikar yitanef. Or the cookie's going to get dirty. Right? All these things. So therefore, you shouldn't hold these things when you're daven. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah. It lav dafka. These are only these things. You shouldn't hold anything. The only thing you're allowed to hold is a siddur or a machzer. Right? You shouldn't hold anything when you daven, right? Why? What's the reason for that? It's very simple. So you shouldn't lose your concentration of davening. It's hard enough concentrating without holding your baby. No, you can't hold your bladder. Unless you're davening for me. Let's do that. I hold a davening from a phone is lifnei iver, right?
What do we?
I don't mean that. I don't mean people thinking. I mean, because it's your mom is giving yourself the opportunity to do other things but daven. You have a lot of apps, right? So what do you mean? I'm only using it for my siddur.
I have a kosher phone.
Right? It's lifnei iver on yourself, not other, not marasayim. Forget the marasayim. Lifnei iver on yourself. No?
Yeah,
you're opening up the opportunity. Anyway, that's what the Rebbeinu Yonah says. All these things are lav dafka. Now there is a Gemara that says something. I don't think we do this. That when you there's a Gemara that says that on Sukkis they hold the lulav and esrog during Shmona Esrei. Some people do that. So he says that's okay because it's for a mitzvah. Right? It's for a mitzvah. Right. What's the mitzvah holding the Torah?
Exactly.
Right. So if you're holding the lulav, what? Right. So it's not going to take away your concentration. Just the opposite. Maybe make better concentration. But to hold the baby or the phone or the money, people do that sometimes. They're holding the money, waiting for the pushka. So they're focusing on the pushka. They're not focusing on davening. All right. So listen, it's not an earth shattering halacha here. You know, you have to have common sense. Next, Amar Rav, Amar of Sheshes. Let's Hilchas Akiha Masnisan to Beis Shammai. That we don't hold it. That's Beis Shammai. The Beis Hillel Hash the Beis Hakisa. Okay, this is hard Gemara here. Amar Rav, Amar of Sheshes. Let's Hilchas Akiha Kiha. Where am I? Let's Hilchas Akiha Masnisa. Right? We don't hold like this. That what? That you're not allowed to go to the bathroom with your tefillin on. That's the Beis Shammai. That's Beis Shammai. The Beis Hillel. If it's Beis Hillel, Beis Akise Kavua, Shari, to go to the bathroom, Beis Akise Kavua, which means to remove your bowels, to go for Gedolim, that's Usser. That's Mutter. Beis Akise Arai, Miboya. So I need you to tell me that Beis Akise Arai is a problem. Right? What? That's only Beis Shammai. The E Beis Hillel Hash the Beis Akise Kavua Shari. He matters the Beis Akise Kavua. So Beis Akise Rebbe Boya. Is there any issue that what he would hold about just to urinate? To be no shaila about that. If Beis Akise Kavua is mutter, then of course, may say, wait a minute. So you have a brice like this. It says like this: Dvarim Shetarti Lachkan Asarti Lachkan. What I matter to you here, I ask it to you here. My love. Isn't that talking about tefillin? What does that mean? What I asked it here, I was matir here. Iyamarta bishlom beis hillel. If you want to tell me it's beis hillel, it makes perfect sense. Hitarti loch kan kavua. I asked it by kavua. But, I'm sorry, I matered it by kavua. But asarti loch kan beis akisi arai. But by beis akisi arai, I asked it. That makes no sense. Why should that be? Ella, but we'll see in a minute. But if it's Beis Shammai, lo shor v'lo midi. He said it's usher in every situation. Beis Akisi Arai, but it's dol usher. So kitanya hi, so that's not what it was about. It was about the next issue. Le'inyan tefach utfachayim. How much can you expose yourself when you go to the bathroom? Nothing to do with tefillin. Just the inyan of tznius. Right? How much do you have to take off your clothing when you go to the bathroom? Tani chada kishu nifne. When you urinate, megala tefach. I'm sorry. When you go to remove your bowels, megala chayim tefach. The backside is tefach. Ulefan of tefachayim. And in front of you is two tefachs. Betanya idach. And another brisa says lachor of tefach. Well, behind you a tefach. Your back is a tefach. Ulefan of glow klum. And in front of you nothing. What do you have to expose yourself in the front for? You're not going to the bathroom there. My love, idi v'idi be'ish. So I'm talking about both by a man. Below kasha, and it's not a kasha. Kan l'gdolim, kan l'ktanim. The bais that said that in the front nothing is talking about gdolim, and the bais that said in the front yes is talking about ktanim. So the Gemara says v'tisbra. Would that be possible? I b'ktanim. If we're talking about ktanim, lachorav tefach lomali. Then why behind you opening up a tefach? El alav idi v'idi v'gedolim. Really, idi v'idi. We're both talking about gedolim. And Rashi says something that says umitok shu doche chatzmo l'gedolim. Since you're pushing yourself to go to the bathroom, hu lavo l'dei katana. you're going to come to urinate as well. Hilchach, therefore, be'ish, melachorav tefach, umulfanav tvachayim. Ubi'isha, by a woman, ulfanav lo klum. There's no reason to expose yourself at all. Right? Velo kasha, back into the Gemara. Ha be'ish, ha be'isha. One's talking about a woman, one's talking about a man. A woman needs to expose herself less because her body's shaped differently. Ihachi, ha diktani Allah, but we have a brisa that says, zekal v'chomesh ain't a love tshuva. That, I have a kavachomi here that can't be answered. My ain't a love tshuva. What can't it be answered? What's darcha de milsa hachi ithya? Right? What does darcha de milsa hachi ithya mean? It means that's theology. A man needs to expose himself more, and a woman doesn't. Kavachomi, you can't ask that. That's biology. That can't be the pshat. This can't be talking about going to the bathroom, men and women. Because what do you mean it's a kavachomi when there's no tshuva? Ella, back to the story. Ella lav tefillin. It's talking about tefillin. Utiyuf de Rava, Amr of Sheshes. And Rava, Amr of Sheshes is wrong. What Rava, Amr of Sheshes say? Right? They said, what Rava, Amr of Sheshes say? What? No, it's a tiyufta. What did he say?
That only
Beishamah
is forbidden.
Right. It's a tiyufta on them that said that only Beishamah is forbidden. When we call Malkam Kasha. So it's still a Kasha. Hashta, Beisakisi, Kavua, Shari, Beisakisi, Arailo, Kolshkin. It doesn't make any sense. If Beis Hillel mattered, going into Tefillin for Beisakisi, Kavua, why would he ask for Beisakisi, Arai? So Hachi Kumar, here's what he meant to say. Beis Hakisei Kavua, when it comes to Beis Hakisei Kavua, the Lekka Nitzotzos, where there are no drops, Shari. Beis Hakisei Arai, Lekka Nitzotzos, Asiri, that's Asur. Ihachi Amai Einel of Tshuva, what does it mean there's no Tshuva? Tshuva Ma'al Yitzi, that's a good answer. It's a good answer. Shahachi Kamer, here's what we meant to say. Ha Milsa, Teisile B'Torah's Taima, V'lo Teisile B'Kavas Chomer. I don't need a Kavas Chomer for this. It's a reason. In other words, why are you more machmir by a Beis Hakisei Arai? I'll tell you why. Because by Beis Hakisei Arai, when you go to urinate, it could be that you're splashing and it's not clean and then you can come out of there and it looks like you have urine on your shoes. That's terrible. That's a machmir. Beis Hakisei Kavua, true. You go into the bathroom, it's a greater effort, whatever it is, but at the end of the day, you're clean. So I was more makel by that. It's not a kavachomer. It's a simple logic. The issue of a Torah is kavachomer, because if it would be a kavachomer, zeh kavachomer she ain't a love tshuva. That would be a kavachomer where there is no tshuva. In other words, why do you have to phrase it as a kavachomer? It's not a kavachomer. Don't phrase it as a kavachomer. It's simple logic. It's simple svara. I'm more makil by Beis Hakisei Kavua, even though it's counterintuitive, because I have another side reason where Beis Hakisei Kavua doesn't apply. What's that? Going to the bathroom. Nichotos. Drops. Fine. Next. Tana Rabbanan. Harotze likonis lusudas keva. If somebody wants to go to a suda, mahalich asara pa'amim dalet amos, walk 4 amos 10 times, four times 10 amos, v'yifne, go to the bathroom, v'yachakach nechlas. Then you can go to your suda. Why can't you go to the bathroom in the middle of a suda? In other words, make sure you go to the bathroom first, so you don't have to get up in the middle and go to the bathroom. What's the problem with that? I'm not sure. It's not nice. It's not a halacha. I understand with the tefillin, the whole story. No, what he's saying is make sure, do this, so you can spur yourself on to go to the bathroom, so I don't have to interrupt the suda. Yeah, you have guests, right. Okay. Amar v'itchak ha'nichnas ha'sudas keva. If you go into a sudas keva, cholet tefillav, take off your tefillin, shouldn't eat with your tefillin on either. Then you can go into the suda. You leave them on the table. That's a good thing to do. Until when? Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak ad man bracha. Until you bench. Tani chada. Soror adam tefilosav. Tor adam tefilosav in ma'osav ba'afrik suso. You can put the money together with your tefillin in your tefillin bag. V'tani edach lo yitzur. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't put money together with your tefillin. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, when is it? Aser, the azmine. When you set aside the bag to be used for a tefillin bag. Then you shouldn't put money in the tefillin bag. Ha, the azmine. When is it mutter? Well, you have some bag. You didn't set it aside to be for tefillin, right? So the actual tefillin bag, there should be nothing in there. Some people put a siddur. Some people put a mirror. All right, you have all these cools, all these atayrim, because it's for the tefillin, right? It's for the tefillin. So tzedakah money, and it's a mitzvah. It's a good question. Damer v'chista, hai sudra de tefillin, the azmane, le mitzvah tefillin, tarbe tefillin, the bag that you set aside to use for tefillin, you could wrap your tefillin in there. Aser le mitzvah be pshite, you shouldn't put money in there. I don't think that means tzedakah money. I think it means your money, your wallet, right? Azmane, what if you set it aside for lo tarbe, but you never used it before? Or tarbe, you used it but below azmane, but you never really set it aside. Shari le mitzvah bezu, then you can put money in there, right? But according to Abaya, who says hazmana, that hazmana means I set it aside, and by setting it aside, that gives it significance, right? Then it's considered set it aside. Afag aftalo tzarbe or tzarbe, but if I used it, then it depends. I azmane usher. If I set it aside, then I cannot use it for anything else. But ilo azmane lo, and if not, not. So, you know, I got an invitation from my cousin who lives in Eretz Yisrael, Hasidish of people, and they wrote on top of the invitation, in Hebrew, hazmana means an invitation, right? So the invitation said, hazmana milsahi. They took this gemara, hazmana milsahi, which talks about if you set aside a bag for tefillin, and they made it like a gemara that says about invitations. Funny thing. Okay. Can you put your tefillin under your pillow? Can you do that? So tachas margalosav lo kumabayli. That to put under your feet, to use it as a footstool. That I don't need a gemara for that. Shinoreg ba minag bizayim. That's a bizayim. Ki kumabayli tachas marishosav underneath my head. So Maya, what's the story? So Amalei Hachiyam Hashmuel Mutter Afilu Ishto Imo. Even if your wife is there, right? Doesn't mean your wife is sleeping there. It means even if you're gonna be with your wife, right? Meisve, wait a minute. Lo yiniach adam tefillah tachas margalosav. You shouldn't put them under your feet. Mipnei shenag bo derech bezayin. That's a bezayin. Avol meiniach tachas marishosav, but you can put them underneath your head. V'im haisa ishto imo aser. And if your wife is there, it's usher. So which one is it? So, the Gemara says, Hayamakam gavoa shlosha tvachim, o namach gimel tvachim. But let's say there's a ledge, three tvachim above, or your night table's three tvachim below. Then you can put it there. Anyway, mutter, that's mutter. So tiyufta to Shmuel tiyufta. It's a kash on Shmuel. Why? Because Shmuel said, you're allowed to, even if your wife is there. And you see, it's not true. So Amar Rava, even though we have a brisa that disagrees with Shmuel, halacha kivase, the halacha still like him. My time, why? Ki linetrayhu tvei adif. Like we said before, to guard yourself is even better. What do you mean guard yourself? What do you mean guard yourself? You can guard the tefillin better, it's even better. Right? Hechi manach lehu, where do you put them? Amar of Yirmiyah ben kar lekeses, between the pillow and the sheet, shalo keneged rosho, not near your head. Okay, we'll just try to do a little more, because we... V'ha tani rebchia menichin bekova tachas marishosav, you put it under the hat, or under some kind of protection underneath the head. So the Gemara answers, demapik le lemorsha dekova levar. What does that mean? Demapik lelemorsha dekova. I'm sorry. Yeah, labar. What does that mean? It's some kind of protrusion sticking out, and you lift it over there. It protrudes from the pillow, so it's not really on his head. Right. Bar kapara tsayer le bikile. Right, Bar Kapara would roll them up next to the pillow, next to the bed. Umapik lemarishayin labar, and would put them on some kind of ledge, some kind of protrusion. Rav Shisha braid of idi manachle ashar shifa. He put them on some small bench next to the bed. Uparis sudra alavayu, and he would wrap a sudra on top of it, some kind of kerchief on top of it. Amar Hamnuna, braid of Yosef, Zimnacha, the one time have a kamina kamed Rava. I was by Rava. Vamali, zil aisi li tfilin. Go bring me my tfilin. Vashkechiru, ben kaila keset, shalok keneged rosho. And I saw where they were. They were on his bed by his tfilin. Vano yadad, I knew the yom tfila hava, that it was the day of tfila. Right? Vagmun halach lamay su da ovid. And the reason Rava told me to go do that was because he wanted to teach me a halacha. What halacha did he want to teach me? First of all, tohal machlok is what this means. What does it mean was the yom tvila? His wife went to the mikvah?
She was going that night?
So why do I say yom tvila? Some say that it was Rava went to the mikvah. Right? And Rava went to the mikvah. Because he's supposed to go to the mikvah. Right?
No,
that's what some say.
Why does it make difference if it's still throwing in a certain way?
Right, that's a good question. Right, that's the unusual pshat. The standard pshat is it was with the wife. Why is it yom tefillah? You don't go to mikvah by day. She goes only at night. It meant that time, right? That's what it meant, right? So he was telling you what? That even though his wife went to the mikvah and he's going to be with his wife and it's much more, that's no problem. And tefillah still want to be over there in that area.
It was the following morning.
And what was the halach he wanted to let the Talmud know? That it's okay to be the tefillin in the room. Okay, that's going to bring us to a whole topic about having relations with your wife, with tefillin and svarim, and all these types of things, mezuzah, all these types of things. What's the next? And then back to going to the bathroom until we finish the parak. All right, everyone have a good Shabbos.